Said, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith unto him, or saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Back in the Old Testament, Isaac, the son of Abraham, asked the question. He said, Where is the lamb? And Abraham said, God had said to him, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee up into the land of Moriah, and offer him therefore a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. God did not want Isaac's life, but what he wanted was Abraham's heart. Isaac logically asked the question of his father, Where is the lamb? Abraham's answer was a good one when he said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for the offering. And you remember as Abraham had Isaac on the altar getting ready to plunge that knife into his body, God provided a ram that was a substitute, that was a picture of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But Abraham's words were more than just for that day and hour. They were very prophetic. He was looking far beyond Mount Moriah, and he was looking to Calvary's hill. Years later, the Israelites went into Egypt, and they suffered in slavery. And you remember at the Exodus, the lamb again played a very important role. The Lord said for each family to take a lamb and apply the blood of the lamb to the doorpost. And when the death angel passed over that night, he would pass over if he saw the blood. This prefigured the blood, the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53:7 gives a wonderful answer to the question, Where is the lamb? When the prophet Isaiah said he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. In the New Testament, John the Baptist answers that question by simply saying, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of all the world. John said, Behold the Lamb. Now this was not just an ordinary lamb, it was the final lamb. It was the once and for all sacrifice that was going to be made for the sins of all the world. Jesus Christ came into this world. He was not man's lamb, because the Bible said they rejected him. He came into his own, but his own received him not. He was God's lamb. Amen. God provided him for the atonement of the sins of all the world. I see Jesus Christ as he came into this world born of a virgin. He came not just to live but to die, and he lived for 33 years as a perfect specimen, as one that had never committed any sin, and yet he came to the world to die for sin. He went to the cross to die for your sin and mine. Aren't you glad that he loved us enough that he was willing to pay that price? Amen. Yes. They crucified him. They placed him in a borrowed tomb. But he didn't stay there very long. The Bible said on the third day he arose from the grave. Because there was no sin in him, the grave could not hold him. I'm reminded in Revelation chapter 5, we see the worship of heaven and all of heaven's choirs sing. The Bible says 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands say with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb. And the Lamb is the Lord Jesus Christ. John said in verse 12, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Where is the Lamb? I can tell you today that he's on the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. After he died and spent 40 years upon the face of the earth, he ascended into heaven, and he is there until that faithful day when God says it's enough. And there's another picture of a lamb in the Bible, and it's Revelation chapter 6. The Bible tells us the lamb will open the seals in heaven before the judgment of God will come. Listen to the verse. And the kings of the earth and the great men, the rich men, the chief captains and the mighty men and the bondsmen and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth upon the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. Hide us from the wrath of the Lamb. Revelation chapter 6 tells us that there's coming a day when judgment will come upon every believer or unbeliever. The day is coming when judgment will come upon every unbeliever. You see, in this life, we have an opportunity to believe and to walk with him. But if we choose to reject that, we'll either say on that day, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive praise and honor and glory, or else we will say, woe is me, hide me from the face of him, the Lamb that sits on the throne. Worthy is the Lamb. Bow with me for prayer.